Florida's Speaker of the House is promising to pass a bill restricting sanctuary policies in the first week of this year's legislative session. That's despite arguments that the plan is unconstitutional. I'm Kate Payne. House Speaker Richard Corcoran is throwing his weight behind a plan to block sanctuary policies in Florida. He recently released this campaign-style ad in support of the Rule of Law Adherence Act. Corcoran is widely expected to run for governor this year.
I led the fight to pass a bill to punish sanctuary cities, restrict their funds, and require law enforcement to cooperate with the federal immigration authorities. No more sanctuary cities, no more breaking the law. It's time to end this policy once and for all.
Specifically, the bill would require local law enforcement to comply with federal detainer requests. So if a local sheriff has arrested someone the feds believe is undocumented, the locals would have to share information, or allow interviews, or hold an otherwise releasable person for 48 hours until the feds pick them up. Normally, that would all be voluntary. It's the third year Republican Representative Larry Metz has sponsored the bill.
First of all, the bill defines and prohibits sanctuary policies and requires repeal of any existing sanctuary policy that is in effect already within 90 days. It requires state and local governmental entities and law enforcement agencies to cooperate with federal immigration authorities.
But there are a few problems. Federal courts have found that detainer requests are just that, requests. Forcing local law enforcement to cooperate with the feds could be unconstitutional. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri told the Tampa Bay Times the bill is flat out unlawful.
Honoring ICE detainers exposes them to lawsuits. You would be putting them between a rock and a hard place.
Shalini Goyal Agarwal with the Southern Poverty Law Center says the bill puts local governments in a difficult position. If they detain otherwise releasable people without probable cause and without a warrant, they could expose themselves to lawsuits. Here's Agarwal again.
A number of counties have policies requiring that to detain someone in jail, a judge must find probable cause that the person committed a crime. No detention without probable cause is a bedrock constitutional principle. This bill would trample it.
And if they don't cooperate, local governments could face backlash from the state, which could levy fines or remove officials from office. Immigration activists are concerned as well. Under the bill, victims of crimes wouldn't have their immigration status scrutinized if they cooperate with police. But some are worried the change could break down trust in the community. Maria Ramirez says during the 11 years she was undocumented, she was scared and isolated.
I was terrified of stepping into hospitals, colleges, law enforcement institutions. That meant no healthcare, education, or justice seeking for the sexual and domestic abuse I was victim of. It was stated that there would be exceptions to the enforcement of this law, but unfortunately, I simply do not trust the system that would ensure these exceptions.
A representative for the Florida Association of Counties says it's not clear how many sanctuary jurisdictions there are in Florida. The phrase itself is a bit of a term of art, and the meaning can vary depending on who's doing the talking. Florida State University immigration law professor Mark Schlackman has called the effort misguided. He's spoken against previous versions of the bill.
It is absolutely unnecessary for any state to pass legislation to ensure that federal law prevails, because federal law is supreme in any case.
House Bill 9 is ready to go to the floor after just one committee stop. But the plan is still a long shot. The Senate version hasn't been heard at all yet. And that's consistent with how the bill fared in past years, flying through the House and dying in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.